time ago. I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me
shy. All righty. Well, I'll tell you, when we had him on not too long ago, it was an honor. And we look at the 50th anniversary, folks, of American Pie. The 8.5-minute epic, and I mean epic, that when you think about it, chronicled somewhat cryptically when you think about it, right? The politics, the youth culture, defining events, 50s and 60s. The man behind it all, Don McLean, our pal, back with us. Sir, congratulations.
Yes.
50th anniversary. Great to have you back here on Long Island. How are you, my friend?
Well, I'm fine, and, you know, the McLeans have an association with Long Island going back like 100 years, because we always had a house out on Quag, and so I was going out there when I was a kid and staying in Quag, and my uncle Malcolm was actually the mayor of Quag back in the 70s, so me and Long Island go back away.
You told us about that. It's good stuff there. You know, 50 years, Don? I mean, could you believe it? What are your thoughts? I mean, that's unbelievable. It really is.
Well, there's going to, you know, it really is. But I think you're going to see a lot more of these 50-year events coming up this year, because so many good albums and singles and stuff were around 50 years ago that we still think of as, we hear on the radio still. So, a lot of good music was made in the 60s and the early 70s by a lot of different artists, and I'm proud and honored to be one of them. You know, nothing proves that something matters like the test of time. I mean, that's the thing that really separates the men from the boys, and American Pie was... I'm a strange songwriter. I really don't write songs like other people do. And, I mean, there never was a song like American Pie before.
It really wasn't. And we're talking with Don McLean, folks, Grammy Award honoree, songwriter, Hall of Fame member. I mean, it would take me a half an hour to go over all the accolades here. But, you know, and you know, you talk about American Pie, which, you know, when you have a song of that magnitude residing in the Library of Congress National Recording Registry, you know, that's something. That's something. And when you think about it, Don, because we didn't really focus on the last time we had you on here, you know, you paid your dues in the club scene from way back, late 60s and everything else. Talk to me a little bit about that, because I was reading you, you know, you went on to score a lot of mega hits, Vincent, Starry, Starry Night, Castles in the Air, a lot more. How did that all come about way back?
Well, the advent of the folk craze in the late 1950s and early 1960s got a whole lot of young people playing banjos and guitars and singing simple songs, you know, and even Elvis's music, Buddy Holly's music. These were simple melodies, you know, that you could play on guitar, like the Everly Brothers and so on. So, but soon, in my case, I realized that if I could play the guitar, I could maybe get a job, you know, in one of these little coffee houses or, you know, springing up all over the place. And I learned and I practiced a lot and started to work in these places little by little. And that was the route, really, that you took to get a recording contract, and then if you got that, you had to make something that people wanted to hear. And the first album I made was Tapestry, and that got a lot of underground FM airplay. And I was set up as an underground record star, really, on that one record. And then American Pie came out and became number one, and I lost that audience, because they thought I'd sold out. Now I was a hit maker, and I didn't even know what was going on. You know, it was all very confusing, but it was fun.
I'm talking about Don McLean, the great Don McLean, American Pie. You know, I was reading also, as a side note here, regarding the four handwritten manuscripts by Don of the lyrics for American Pie. It was auctioned by Christie's. I was actually surprised in reading this, Don. It sold for just over, I think it was $1.2 million if I had the number right. And I'm thinking to myself, that's it, you know? Because, you know, you're looking at lyrics to one of the great songs ever composed. That kind of shocked me a little bit as far as that number. Kind of a side note that caught my eye.
Well, it'll be worth more in the future, I guess. But, you know, I was doing a little house cleaning, and I thought, I think I'll sell these. And and so I did. And then the kind of the market dropped out for a while, and you haven't really heard numbers like that since. But, you know, it all changes. It'll come back. People will auction handwritten lyrics, you know, in the future. But those were special. But, you know, I'm going to have an auction, actually, at Julian's probably next year. You know, one of those big catalog auctions. I'm going to sell, a lot of guitars and other things. And, you know, I'm a Western Horseman, saddlery, all kinds of stuff.
You know, for those who think Don's finished, forget it. You know, because last year, I think it was last year, didn't you sign a contract with Time Life Warner Brother Records, and you're releasing your catalog record,
yeah,
as well as the new album, right? Still Playing Favorites? Talk to me about that.
Well, Still Playing Favorites is a new album of old songs that I didn't write with my band. So it's pretty much, it's rockabilly, and it's rock and roll, and it's gospel. It's a lot of things. That album's out now. The Don McLean YouTube channel is up, and we uploaded 173 tracks and 11 albums that I own onto that site. But the big news is this a cappella version of American Pie by a group called Home Free. And that, in the last week, was number one on all the iTunes charts, number one video on many of the country charts. And they're a young band that sings a cappella, and they've done this version of American Pie that is causing a bit of a stir, you know, and even my version was number one on the iTunes sales chart. So there you go.
Resonates. You know, I have kids in their 20s, and they, every time I have American Pie on in the car, they're captivated by it. They love it. You know, it's just one of those songs. When you take yourself back, way back, and lyrics and everything else, how long did it take you to write it? And what was the impetus of it all? You know, we mentioned a little bit of everything, kind of a potpourri, right? Culture, politics, the way America was being formed. I'm sure that all was in the creation of it all, but maybe the one impetus, and how long, Don, did it take you to write?
Well, I say sometimes that American Pie is my day in the life, and that album is my Sgt. Pepper. That's the American Pie album is, I suppose, my masterpiece, if you can say that about anything I've ever done, but that's what I would say. And, you know, if I had wanted to mention Elvis in the song, I would have, but I said the King. So the King could be many different things, and that's the reason why I don't discuss the lyrics, because people try to make these references into something specific, and they're not meant to be, or I would have mentioned the person directly. I'm going to be doing an album. I've got an album of brand new songs that I've written, and one I wrote with my guitar player, Fitz Bipperman, and it's called American Boys, and it is that the other kind of song where we do mention the specific people, you know, Chuck Berry and Buddy Holly and all that by name. So American Pie is not that kind of song. And it was a dream, and it was very difficult to get my music. The Tapestry album was the hardest album I ever got made in my life. It was murder to get that thing out, because I was doing a lot of songs that people never heard before, like Three Flights Up, General Store, Magdalene Lane, songs like that. And Tapestry was an environmental song. People just had never heard songs like these before, and I didn't really think about it. I just did whatever I felt like doing, and Castles in the Air and End I Love You So came off that record, and they've been around now a long time, too.
Don, I'm looking forward to the documentary. It's coming out at the end of this year. It's going to be fascinating. You got a stage play, I understand, is in the works, and a book as well. You got a lot on your plate, my friend. A lot on your plate.
Well,
you know,
I've got great people working for me that are going to make these things happen. This is not a pipe dream. We signed up for this. We are contracted to do these things, and money has been paid. So people are going to make these things happen, and they're all people that know how to do this. The people doing the Broadway thing, which is, you know, a musical stage play, if you will, they are behind the Carole King Broadway show. So they really do this stuff. And the documentary, we've got a budget of about $1.5 million from Viacom, and we're going to do this, right? We're working on this right now, and we've got the director and everything else all chosen and working on this. So it's going to be a real deep dig into things. We have some very good archivists that will go back and find all sorts of stuff on me probably nobody's ever seen.
I tell you, great stuff. Don McLean, Grammy Award honoree, Songwriter Hall of Fame member, BBC, Lifetime Achievement Award recipient, and, of course, the Great American Pie, residing in the Library of Congress National Recording Registry, and is actually named by the Recording Industry of America a top five song of the 20th century. An old Long Island guy coming back. Thanks, Don. Look forward to the next time, buddy. Thanks. Appreciate it all.
Thank you, man. Thank you.